In our worldview today, Russian President Vladimir Putin says he does not want war in Europe amid reports of some Russian troops pulling back from the Ukrainian border. Putin's comments followed his first face-to-face meeting with German Chancellor Olaf Scholz. The bilateral discussions come as Germany faces increasing pressure from NATO allies to take a stronger stance against the Kremlin, despite Germany's heavy reliance on natural gas imports from Russia. Meanwhile, Russia's defense ministry says it is withdrawing some of its troops from the Ukrainian border, suggesting all diplomatic channels have not been exhausted yet. Russia has not specified the scale of the drawdown. Over in Russia's parliament, the lower house voted to ask Putin to recognize two Russian-backed regions in Ukraine as independent. The move to recognize Donetsk and Luhansk as separate from Ukraine threatens to inflame tensions between the two countries, and it could kill the Minsk peace process. The Donbas region has been embroiled in a war between government forces and separatists backed by Russia. It's already killed 15,000 people. The appeal has been sent to the Kremlin, but there is no timeline yet on how quickly Putin is expected to address the issue. Over in Canada, police are stepping up arrests one day after Prime Minister Justin Trudeau invoked the government's Emergencies Act to end a near two-week blockade brought on by COVID-19 protests. Trudeau became the first Canadian leader to invoke the act on Monday, giving his government sweeping powers to crack down on individual demonstrators, including freezing their bank accounts. The so-called Freedom Convoy grew out of opposition to vaccine mandates for truckers crossing the U.S.-Canadian border. Demonstrations brought a major artery for U.S.-Canadian trade to a near halt last week, forcing many carmakers to temporarily halt production. The United Nations is calling for an immediate ban on toxic chemicals following a new report revealed the toll pollution is taking on communities globally. The UN report said pollution from pesticides, plastics, and electronic waste contributed to more deaths than COVID-19. It's led to at least 9 million premature deaths every year. Now, the report calls for a ban on harmful chemicals, including those used for non-stick cookware. The UN is scheduled to present their full plan at the Human Rights Council next month. And some breaking news here. Prince Andrew settling the sexual abuse lawsuit against him. The allegations were made by Virginia Guffrey, who said she was under the control of Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell at the time, she says, the assault took place. The price of the financial settlement was not disclosed, but the filing says Prince Andrew will also make a donation to Guffrey's charity, which supports victims' rights. Andrew previously tried to get the suit thrown out, but his attempts failed. In the process of the suit, Andrew was stripped of his military titles and other honorifics tied to being a member of the British royal family.